Citrus growers expressed some concerns at Florida Citrus Mutual's area meeting in Bartow Thursday. Mutual CEO Mike Sparks and President Larry Black react, with Sparks first addressing a grower's concerns about HLB and low fruit prices.
We are fighting the fight of our life with HLB. I think the good news is we do have that long-term permanent funding. It is there. Our researchers know that. They're looking not at a long-term solution, but many of their priorities are, what can we do now for those existing trees, like antimicrobials, like new rootstocks when we do plant? The CHIMA programs are working and improved all the time. The fact that the growers are in charge of the foundation, that's encouraging, but I understand the struggle is there right in front of us, and every grower is fighting the fight. We can't get even a temporary research solution soon enough.
And Larry Black, of course, president of Mutual and on that CRDF board.
We're surprised, as you are, with the current cash market on Valencia oranges. It's much lower than we expected for this season. I think it's a sign of the industry consolidation, that the processors have consolidated, the grower base has consolidated, and much of the fruit was sold ahead of the season at floor prices much different from the current cash market. I would encourage growers to realize this is a temporary situation, that this is not the sign of things to come, that we can look forward to higher pricing in the future, possibly even before the end of the season. It's just a sign of the times, of the consolidation of the processors, the sales declines that we've seen in recent months, and current high inventories at the plants.
And I think the price the one grower cited was $1.65 per pound solids for Valencias. Did I hear correctly?
Yes, currently at least one plant is offering $1.65 per pound solids. I'm a big believer in the principles of supply and demand, and I suspect before too long, another plant will come out and be more aggressive. That, in my mind, is just below a sustainable price, even for this season in this tight environment.
And you all had another grower ask, could more aggressive marketing in Europe help shore things up? Mike, response on that.
Well, you know, when it comes to marketing programs, the brands are really the leaders. And I know several of the Florida processors are providing juice and marketing there as well, in Europe. And don't forget, the Florida Department of Citrus, with grower dollars as well as market access promotion dollars, has a significant international marketing program. Fresh fruit, but orange juice as well. So it's a good question. Doug Ackerman with the Department of Citrus was here. Mutual was here. I think we need to explore it and just try to understand the economics of that more. And maybe it's an opportunity we can supplement, but I don't want any of your listeners to think that we don't ship Florida orange juice to Europe and have marketing programs as well.
Larry, would you like to add anything?
The Florida grower, the premier product is not from concentrate orange juice, and the biggest market in the world for concentrate orange juice is right here in the United States. We have a growing economy. The economy across the country is getting stronger each month. And I think there's untapped markets right here in our backyard where we have a competitive advantage. We have the transportation advantage that we have compared to Brazil in our own market. And I feel like we have untapped potential here in the United States. And I'd like for us to capitalize on that before we look to Europe. Europe's an important market for orange juice. It's a niche market for our premium products. But in that market, Brazil has the competitive advantage. So let's focus on the United States.